Barnage got stitches in his lip at halftime. He had a tooth knocked out. Should be all right. Poyer has a shoulder. Josh has a shoulder. We'll know more tomorrow when we get those looked at. Overall, I mean, it's a pretty simple formula to lose a football game. Turn the ball over three times results in directly in 17 points. Commit 10 penalties, and a lot of them were self-inflicted. So, not much to say. I mean, I know we did some good things defensively for a while. But again, it still comes down to you can't give up big plays. It's that level of consistency. We got to play at a higher level. Offensively, never felt like we got into a rhythm. And they did a good job. I mean, they're built to thrive in this atmosphere. The noise gets to you. It was hard for our guys to hear. It was advantage them for us having to go on silent count. But those are the circumstances we have to deal with, and we did not do a good enough job of it. I'll open it up. I do not.
Looked like prior to that he got hit in the head. Did he talk his way to staying on the field, or did you guys think he was hurt before that?
I'm not sure. I mean, the league has the protocol that if the officials on the field feel they need to stop the game, I know they have the ATC spotter up top as the added fail safe this year. So, you know, I'm not sure what exactly went, you know, transpired there. I'm not going to get into questioning of, you know, officials' calls. I mean, it's part of the game. You deal with it.
Like, what do you think the biggest issue was with protection? Josh was hit pretty much throughout the game.
They got a good front. They got depth. They roll guys through. They did some good things schematically. And this environment makes it difficult. But with that being said, we have to find a way to be able to function in it, and we weren't good enough.
As you leave here, are you concerned you've lost your starting quarterback?
Yeah, anytime your quarterback's getting evaluated for an injury, you're always concerned. So we'll whatever the circumstances are, we'll deal with them appropriately. Yeah, I mean it's frustrating. Anytime you hit big plays and they you look back and you got a flag on the turf. I mean that's frustrating. I mean there was the one drive I felt like we were in, you know, it was first and 20, second and 20, we had a third and 20, and we ended up at least flipping the field, getting most of it back. But that's we need to do a better job. Now some of it was the way they rushed the passer. They drew some holds. They did a good job. And some of the stuff that we did was self-inflicted.
With assuming, perhaps you may have to play Johnny next week, and so Josh, how do you feel about where Johnny's going right now?
Again, if those are the circumstances, then we've been through this before. So if those are the circumstances, we'll deal with them. Would it be Johnny? Yeah, he's our number two. No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, even if it had been 14, I mean, it's still too early in the game, two scores. You don't, you have to guard against it. You know, hey, we're not going to panic. It's a long game. But it's a tough way to start on the road. You dig yourself that hole, and then you're fighting uphill the rest of the way. Hot and cold, yeah. That's easy to say. Well, except for the 40-some yarder, but that's what he does. I mean, so many of his he's gained his the two big games that he had. He had four or five just chunk runs that accumulated for probably close to half of the yardage that he had. And that's, I thought at times we did a good job, and other times we didn't. You can tell. I mean, he's a back, and he can make you miss, jump over you. They do a good job. He's patient. He knows when to slow down. He's good with his change of pace, but we battled for a while, but unfortunately we weren't good enough.
Mike, how big were the fumbles? I mean, obviously, kind of almost basically just spotted 10 points, and then the Benjamin one in the second half was another momentum swing.
Yeah, frustrating. Like I said, that's the formula to get beat, to turn the ball over and commit a lot of penalties.
Talking to you, have a concussion?
I haven't gotten a definitive word, but again, I don't know if I want to comment just yet. I don't know for certain.
Mike, how do you think this year played? Obviously, defense is giving anything up until that, and then there's that PI, that long 41-yard pass.
Yeah, that was tough. Similar to his game against Denver, where he played well, played at a high level for a while, and then gave some plays up. I don't want to be remiss. Does he have a concussion? I don't know if he does. Okay. No, I don't think so. I thought just, the ground level, the one was kind of close to being it. Was that catch, no catch? Did he have it? And I know they reviewed it up top and confirmed it. But we missed a block, and I think Gabe was surprised at getting hit that quick and hadn't quite secured the ball away. So that the first one. And the second one was a pretty big hit. I don't know. Big guys, I think that ball might have come out on too. That was a pretty good shot. No, not a change. We just wanted to get him some work. The Cam's put in good work for us in practice, both getting reps with the starters, and then he's done some good work on the scout team for us. And it was a game situation where we felt this would be a good chance to get him out there and let him play.
Mike,